Storytel presents Lucifer's Love by Margit Sanomo, part 29 in the Legend of the Ice People series, narrated by me, Nina Indis. The legend of the Ice People begins many centuries ago with Tengil the Evil. He was ruthless and greedy, and there was only one way to get everything that he wanted. He had to make a pact with the devil. He traveled far into the wilderness and summoned the devil with a magic potion that he had brewed in a pot. Tengil the Evil gained unlimited wealth and power, but in exchange, he cursed his own family. One of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil with evil deeds. When it was done, Tengil buried the pot. If anyone found it, the curse would be broken. So the curse was passed down through Tengil's descendants, the Ice People. One person in every generation was born with yellow cat's eyes, a sign of the curse and magical powers which they used to serve the devil. One day, the most powerful of all the cursed Ice People would be born. This is what the legend says. Nobody knows whether it is true. But in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which is why they called him Tengil the Good. This legend is about his family. Actually, it is mostly about the women in his family, the women who held the fate of the Ice People in their hands. Chapter 1. Dimmuborgir is the name of a region in northern Iceland. The mysticism of the place can make even the most level-headed person shudder. The name means black castles or dark citadels, and if you go there on a rainy day, you might imagine that you are in the most frightening fairy tale world. The whole region is filled with grotesque stone formations and tall columns covered in moss, which will make you believe that this was where the trolls turned into black pillars of rock when the rays of the sun or a lava-spewing volcano caught them in prehistoric times. Dimmuborgir is situated in a rural part of Iceland. Its closest neighbors are the equally enigmatic and strange Mývatn, a lake, and Namaskard, a bubbling lava bog. Not many people live near Dimmuborgir. A barren landscape surrounds the black castles, while not far away, mountains and open expanses seethe and spew red-hot lava into the air. Between Dimmuborgir's lava pillars lurk dangerous grottos, in which deep, dark water glints at the bottom. Nobody knows the temperature of the water. In some parts of the region, it can be 300 degrees, while in other places, you can take a nice hot bath. Around Mývatn, and as far as you can see, columns of steam rise from the surface of the earth. The beauty of the place is like an echo from primeval and pagan times. In fact, from right back when the world was created, when neither human beings nor animals existed, only the rocks, the silent wind, and infinity. Something happened in Dimmuborgir one spring during the 19th century. No one could any longer say exactly when, perhaps some time between 1840 and 1870, or what it had been. Only vague anecdotes survived. Those who lived near Mývatn spoke of a deep discord, which they didn't have a name for. They spoke of large shrieking flocks of birds. Those who knew most about it were two men who had been riding across the wide plain on their small, sturdy horses. In fact, people said that they hadn't been terribly close to Dimmuborgir. Anyway, they had seen something, because their horses had reared and they had had to rein them in. After this, the old accounts differed. Some said that the men saw large flocks of black birds circling over the region. Others spoke of a dark fire that colored the lava pillars blood red. Yet others described...